This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Biblical Complementarianism, Integrating Biblical, Psychological, and Philosophical Insights on Gender Roles. This paper presents a third path in the gender roles debate, distinct from both traditional complementarianism and modern egalitarianism. Call this view biblical complementarianism. It affirms male headship as taught in Scripture, but emphasizes mutual submission, shared decision-making, and servant leadership, offering a theologically faithful and pastorally balanced model for the home and the church. I begin by showing how key biblical texts like 1 Timothy 2, Ephesians 5, and Genesis 2 have often been misunderstood due to translation issues, especially around the Greek term gyne, gamma upsilon nu, which more often refers to wife than woman. I argue that passages commonly used to restrict all women from teaching may actually be focused on marital dynamics, not universal gender prohibitions. Paper then outlines how biblical complementarianism honors male leadership without falling into hierarchy or authoritarianism. It affirms that a husband leads his family as Christ loves the church, not through dominance but through sacrificial service. It also opens broader roles for women in the church, teaching, discipling, and leading, while reserving pastoral oversight for men based on biblical and grammatical arguments from the Greek text. Next, I integrate psychological and philosophical insights, particularly the concept of hypergamy, the biological tendency for women to seek men of equal or higher status. I show how this tendency persists even in egalitarian societies and supports, rather than undermines, the biblical model of male headship. Drawing on thinkers like Aristotle, Aquinas, and Jordan Peterson, I argue that God's design is not arbitrary but woven into nature, experience, and divine revelation. Finally, I explore how this model can be applied practically, in homes marked by mutual respect and collaboration, and in churches where women are empowered without overturning biblical order. This view maintains doctrinal integrity while avoiding extremes on both sides of the debate. If you've wrestled with the tension between scriptural authority and modern gender roles, this paper offers a faithful, intelligent, and pastorally wise way forward. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.